Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Who Am I?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now one day, when Jesus was praying alone in the presence of his disciples, he put this question to them, Who do the crowd say I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, others Elijah. Others say one of the ancient prophets come back to life. But you, he said, who do you say I am? It was Peter who spoke up, the Christ of God, he said. But he gave them strict orders not to tell anyone anything about this. The Son of Man, he said, is destined to suffer grievously, to be rejected by the elders and chief priests and the scribes, and to be put to death, and to be raised up on the third day. And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of my strongest memories while growing up was of being introduced to people as Connie O'Brien's daughter. Now, because my mother was educated by Dominican sisters, and I also attended Dominican schools, it seems inevitable that this was my claim to fame, or at least that was how it felt. It didn't really matter what I did, yet who I was seemed very important. And the mother I was the daughter of was even more important. In today's culture, sadly, people tend to be introduced rather exclusively by what they do and what their role is. The emphasis is placed on doing as being one's claim to fame. Yet when Jesus spent time in prayer with his Abba, then spoke to his disciples, his question was, who do people say I am? He didn't ask them about what he did. The bystanders had no understanding of Jesus, really, except to line him up with the prophets. They didn't get it that Jesus was any different, but Peter did. He recognized there was something incredibly different about Jesus. Peter obviously had a heart relationship with Jesus. So when he said to him, you are the Christ of God, he was speaking of the relationship Jesus had with his Abba, his God. Now, I often wonder why Jesus asked this essential question, who do you say I am? And yet, it seems obvious that he wanted to teach us the importance of our identity, being who we are. How often did Jesus make comments about himself, such as, I am the light of the world, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Father and I are one. To be one's authentic self, the person I was created to be, is the challenge of a lifetime and is the only thing that will really make any of us happy. I can spend a lifetime trying to be someone else and thus never be content with the person I am. To know and accept who we are, even when it means suffering, as it surely did for Jesus, is the only reality. Immediately after Peter had told Jesus he was the Christ of God, Jesus told the disciples that he would suffer terribly and be killed. But 3 days later, he would be raised to life. As a global village, we have just spent many days grieving for, celebrating, honoring, and giving thanks for Queen Elizabeth II. Yes, she did incredible things in her life of service. Service to her people, honoring diversity and inclusion. Yet it is who she was that is most remembered with great love. A woman of deep faith, family, friendship, fidelity, commitment, courage, goodness, love, and many, many more numerous attributes. Even in her death, Queen Elizabeth unites people in peace and reconciliation. May she continue to inspire us on our journey to be true to who we are. Perhaps today we could spend time with Jesus as he asks us, "Who do you say I am?" And then we might return the compliment and ask Jesus, "And who do you say I am?" Enjoy this day.